Robert and Vina from Cosmic Landing. Hello.
Hello, hey. Carmela. Thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's good. How long? About 18 months ago you were here?
Yeah.
And that was, you were just coming up to doing your Welcome to My Journey album.
Welcome to the Journey.
I got it wrong.
That's okay. All good.
So how, you know, like Cosmic Landing, I don't know if I asked you last time how you came about with the name.
We've gone back in our memories. We can't remember when we came up with it and how we came up with it.
No, I remember writing about 100 names at the back of this particular notebook of mine.
Yes.
Yeah, but we had already had Cosmic Landing before you started that because we were thinking maybe it's not a good enough name. So we were sort of searching high and low, you know, to come up with another name.
So I kept coming up with all these different names and it's like, nah. Yeah. And for some reason, I think we were thinking world.
Yeah.
And the Greek and the Greek word cosmos.
Okay, yes, fair enough.
And
too.
I don't know. Somehow it just came out of the word cosmos.
Okay, all right. So the kids haven't claimed fame to that one, have they? They said that was our idea.
That's our idea. Cosmic.
Yes. Oh dear, that's good. That's excellent. So this up and coming gig that's happening at the Bridgeway, which is the what date?
Eighth of October. Saturday night. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is a very special gig, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a CD launch for our third album, which we announced that we're going to be doing the CD launch for the album Wander, and but we didn't have an album at the time when we announced it. So we
I'm very optimistic.
Well, you tried. Like, you've got to have a level, a platform to get to.
Dive in. So we had to go into the studio and produce the album, and so we went in with the band, with Neil and Bill and Vina and I, and we broke all records in that studio for getting the album. We recorded 8 tracks in 3.5 hours and walked out of there.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
And Vina's vocals were just about, you know, she'd done everything we needed for the album.
Okay.
She sang, in my opinion, a perfect vocal line for
Neil
had played incredible drums, had nailed it.
Yep.
And so did Bill on the bass. He was just
good on you guys.
The only one that needed work was me, so I went to town at home because I'm a little bit more pedantic and want you know everything
to be just right.
So I spent we did 3.5 hours in the studio, but I think I spent at least 40 hours, 50 hours editing, and then our mixer has been doing a lot of work as well to get it to where it is today. So we're just about. Just about got the CDs printed.
Oh,
but we were very well practiced. I think if you practiced well, you can record
quickly,
much quicker.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Mm. For sure.
Well, I bet you were happy once you nailed the tracks that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. We think it's our best album so far.
Yeah. Well, I've had the privilege of listening to some of your music already, and I quite enjoy listening. And I've been trying in my mind to think of, you know, it's terrible, but you always think you sound a bit like.
Yes. Yes.
And I haven't been able to do that.
Quite pinpoint
which is,
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's probably a little bit of this and a little bit. Oh.
Well, that's good.
Funny, it's mismatched, but you know what I mean. Like, you know, you can you can just start to hear something, but no, it changes and.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, it's good if you don't sound like anybody else.
Trying to get your own sound. And, you know, we're all influenced by different artists. That's the way it's always going to be. But it's great if you can get your own.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
Your own sound.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, we've heard you sing before, so we've heard the band members play together. And so you can pick up the similarities from the last album, maybe.
Yes.
But it's not the same. That's good.
Yeah, we like to really explore different genres. And when I say genres, classic rock, the beauty of being a classic rock band.
Yes.
Led Zeppelin were probably, in my opinion, one of the strongest classic rock bands. They played everything from ballads through to funky reggae right through to hard rock numbers, like Immigrant Song and all that sort of stuff. So they really crossed the board in genre and all under the banner of classic rock, which is why we identify ourselves as a classic rock band, because we do the same thing. We do acoustic stuff.
Yep.
Right through to hard rock.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah. Mm. I mean, today's feature, the feature artist this week was nowhere likes of, who did you just say?
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But Florence and the Machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
And,
I like
her. Yeah. She's got a different style of voice, isn't she? And you can remember when you hear a song, you think, that's Florence. That's
her. Yeah. She stands out for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree.
And so some of the ones I play tonight, I'm thinking, oh, wow, you know, they'll stand the test of time.
Yeah.
They've got 5 albums, and each album, I think, can stand alone, which is really good for them. But anyway, I digress.
Winds are changing direction. Lord, I know I'm far from perfection. Your leaves are overflowing. Only you are ever knowing. I can't count on my feelings. Every day I am reeling. I can't stop believing. You tell the darkness now.
Well, there it is. Pretty snazzy. I like it. Like it a lot. I love the start. Like I've already told you about that. So, yeah.
I thought it was the one you were thinking of.
Yeah, I thought it was the start. It's just like it turns into, you know, sometimes during a song, especially longer songs, and we can talk about that later too, you have like a guitar solo, drum solo, whatever solo in the middle. And then it's like a... it's like a real big classic part of the whole song.
Right at the start.
Yeah, where the musicians get a chance to have their own say.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're all the same members as you were on the first album?
Yes, we are.
I think we had Bill then as a bass player. I'm not sure.
I can't remember everybody's name.
Yeah.
But
we had a young fella called Anthony Ciccarello who filled in for a time, and he did a beautiful job for us. Lovely bloke.
Yeah.
And then we ended up with Bill, who's from the same island as Vina is from in Greece.
Well, wow. I mean, we're
Icarian.
Yes, our parents. I mean, we're born here in Australia,
of course, but
it's an island called Icaria.
Okay.
It's a blue zone, Camilla.
A blue zone.
Yes.
If you want to live a long life, that's where you're going to go and retire.
Oh, okay. I better put my order in.
We're going to start a music studio there.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful little island, which I've only ever seen once with Rob and the kids when they were a little bit younger.
Yeah. Amazing place. Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Very natural. Yeah, Jamie Oliver has found it, and he's done a cooking,
a
little stint with one of the Yayas, the locals in one of the villages.
Oh, right, yes.
And
is that the one where he was up in the mountains?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think I might have saw that.
He was going through the mountains themselves picking herbs, because there's herbs.
Wild herbs everywhere.
Yeah, and it was the main meal, I don't know what part of it, wasn't it Christmas? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's my memory going back there. I remember him doing...
I'm not sure if it was Christmas, but yeah, he's gone to Italy but he's found Icaria, so...
Wow, that's awesome, isn't it?
Bill, our bass player, comes from Icaria.
As well, his family.
He's been a muso, and he was a bouzouki player many years ago.
Oh, really?
And a very, very good bouzouki player.
Yeah.
But he hasn't played that in a while. But he's picked the bass up again after we asked him to come and play with us. And
it's been really cool.
Because he had been out of the music scene for a little while.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a break and then you come back.
You come back, yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys... When you came out with your you had a big break because you had little bambinos. So,
Not so little anymore.
I can imagine they're not so little, no. They're probably taller than you too now, are they?
A good 50.
Not the youngest one. She didn't sort of pass me yet.
No.
Hasn't.
That's good. It's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I was going to say there was something I had planned. Hang on, I've got a list.
Sidetracked about your career.
You did, talking about food. That's what it was. I'm thinking, God, I am hungry. Now the other members you have already mentioned: Neil on the drums. And Bill on bass.
And Neil's a long-time friend of mine.
Yes.
he was one of the first friends that I friendships that I developed when I first came to South Australia.
Oh, okay.
And he and I, or he was in the first band that I was in.
Okay.
I was playing keyboards in those days, and
yes.
he was actually he had already been a drummer for many years,
right? Mm. Yes.
And was sort of wanted to play the bass.
Okay.
And so another guy called Darren took over the drums,
yeah.
and Darren ended up playing with the Bay City Rollers, not oh. an original, but anyway, Neil's just a phenomenal drummer.
Like, yeah.
He just adds so much colour to the music, as
yeah.
as Bill does on the bass. They just The rhythm section, we are so blessed to have such
a great,
powerful yeah. rhythm
They're great
section.
Guys. Yeah. They're listening.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you know you're great guys.
We'll just pump up their egos just
yeah,
a little
that's
bit
right.
more.
Because remember, we're getting Neil on the line pretty
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, we're going to try. Unwelcome desire. Landing with Unwelcome Desire. Now we got Vina there on vocals, sounding pretty good. And
thank you, Camilla.
I think somewhere on the line, I'm hoping I haven't cut him off now. There's Neil. Hello.
I'm still here.
Oh, well done. Well done.
How are you, Neil?
Hi, Neil.
Now, I had to ask you a question because I got asked off air. How do you like being part of the band?
Oh, I absolutely love it. It's like an adventure. They just come up with all these songs, and I'm able to just click into the right beat and put the right chops to it, pretty much. And and it's just magic. We've just got a magic, and even more so now with Bill in the band, because me and him as the rhythm section have just clicked on.
Oh, that's good.
They certainly do, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
It's good when you get along together too. Like, there's no arguments then, and you can gel together. The music comes easier.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
And it's more like a family.
That's right, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, no, it's just when I call out with Bob, because we lost contact for quite some years, and he just said, oh, look, we've just been writing all this music, and, you know, I went around for the first time and he played me some, and I was absolutely blown away, you know, just the quality that's in it, and I just love playing it.
No, it's excellent, because to be an original band these days, it's pretty hard, because there's really quite a few to be selective around the place, so when you find one you're happy with, I guess you should stick to it, hey?
Exactly right, yeah, that's it.
We're glad you're with us,
yeah,
Mr.
No,
Neil.
I'm really interested to see where it's going to take us. So,
well, look, you're probably all at a position life where maybe you can spend a little bit more time. I wouldn't call it a hobby, because if you want it to go further, it's probably a bit more than a hobby, but a bit more on your craft.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I live for it. I'm actually just about to go in and rehearse with another band right now. So,
oh, good.
I just love what I do. I wish I'd sort of got more serious when I was younger. But, you know, it is what it is. It's the way it's happened. So.
That's right.
Life happens, doesn't it? You know, you've got, families, and you've got everything else to contend with, and they take priority.
That's it. Exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
So I've heard that quite a bit about drummers. They're in always more than one band.
Yeah, okay, yep.
Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know a couple other drummers that are in multiple bands
Yeah.
It's good though, because I you get a chance to play with all sorts of genres, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the other band I'm in, Overdrive, is just pub rock, and we have great fun playing it. It's a great group of guys as well, and fellow musos, and we love it. It's fun.
Good. All right.
Yeah, they're an awesome band too.
Yeah.
Overdrive. We've seen them, and
I think I know the name Overdrive. I don't know why, but I do. Yes. So, we can always come here to PBA and have an interview. Or now that I can do the phone thing, maybe we can do one at a time on the phone though.
Definitely.
You worked
it out. Well done.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah. Well, I should. I wrote the instructions myself, so I should understand it. Oh, dear. So I guess being a brand new album, you can't wait to see it out there in the public. Is there an album, Neil, an album, a song there off the album that is one of your favourites already?
Oh, look, they're all my favourites. It'd be hard to pick one, for sure.
Yeah.
What's the one, Rob? Something going on?
Something happening. That's Bill's favourite as well.
Yeah, that's
the last one.
Songwriting between the two of you, husband and wife, sometimes can get maybe a little bit complicated with work and home and kids. And
yeah, time. Commitments, yeah. Mm. It's the time thing. But songwriting has come to us naturally, it's been years now.
Yeah.
And we've written many songs, some you will never hear, like Scream.
Oh, we got his crazy song.
You're never going to hear that Scream. One, people. Okay. I'm sorry. When Rob replayed it to me, we couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, this must never leave the studio.
You have to be very close friends of ours to hear that song.
All right.
I think you played it to
Bill. We played it to Bill and he was in fits.
Yeah.
I was just in a bit of a crazy mood. But anyway, songwriting, it's, I think what works well between us is that the thing is, Rob will play something on the guitar.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking of a time I'm in the kitchen, because the lounge room and kitchen are close.
Yes.
So I leave the door open so I can hear his practice and just love hearing it. And then I could be peeling potatoes.
Yes. Well, you got to eat.
Yeah. Rob's going, hurry up, get into it. I might hear a riff and I'm like, I'll call out, hang on. So I'll stop what I'm doing and I'll just... come in with my little notebook and I think I've got something that I can wrap around that. And then we often just start off like that, don't we? I'll sing over your riff and we play it, we play it.
Oh, good.
Just record it on the phone.
Yes.
And so we've captured it, and then from that time we will develop it a little bit further. So at least we've got the essence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Could be the chorus, could be the verse. Just depends.
Yeah, we've got literally hundreds and hundreds of ideas. So anytime... one thing I do on the guitar, and this is what I recommend all guitarists, when you're just sort of like, you pick up the guitar and you just start running your fingers over the fretboard, just, you know, improvising in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I do that, my ear is naturally, because I was a piano teacher for 35 years, so I spent 35 years sitting next to people listening to them play.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I play the guitar... I'm listening to what I'm playing, and as I'm doing that, I'm doodling around on the fretboard.
Yes.
I'll be always attentive to the slightest little thing that I do that might create like a signature riff.
And unique to you.
Yeah.
And the band. Yeah.
And unique to the moment.
Mm.
And what I do is, in a night of practice, I might come up with four riffs in one practice session, and I'm practicing other things.
Yeah.
But in the midst of that, I come up with these little things, and then I just record them.
Yes.
And so I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them on my on my voice memo on my iPhone.
Mm. Right. Yes.
Then I pull them out again, and I listen to them, and I try to title them and all that sort of thing, and then I bring them to Vina, or she'll hear me doodling on the guitar, and then she'll come in and wrap something on it.
Yeah. I get inspired. Like, wow, I love that.
Yeah. It comes to you straight away.
I think I can work with that. So, yeah, it does.
Mm.
But it's been years that we've been doing this.
We've got a good connection.
Well, the connection's there.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you've obviously been married too for a while, so.
Yeah.
When's the celebration for that one coming up?
Oh, October 31st.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Really?
We didn't know back then it was Halloween when we got married. Because no one celebrated Halloween in Australia.
No, Australia, we weren't.
I don't even know why we do, but anyway.
Well, it's American, and the world has got a lot smaller. Yes. So we do, yeah.
I remember we were married for around 10 years. We never equated that we were married on Halloween. Yeah. And then one night we're going out for our anniversary and we're heading to a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I said, like, Vina, what's these witches walking around?
It's skeletons.
And then one particular restaurant had a lady dressed as whatever. I think it was a witch.
Yes.
And her dog was even dressed up as a little wizard.
Yeah, you can get outfits for the animals. Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Oh, Neil's got to go. Are you still there, Neil?
I sure am. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we got carried away.
We're getting sidetracked.
Sorry, mate, to hold you so long.
No, so, that's fine, mate. I've got some other bandmate members waiting for me.
The boys are waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just going to ask one more question. So when you hear some of the stuff that's come through from the songwriting and you have to do the drumming to it, do you find that easy?
For some reason, yeah, very easy.
It's
already sort of had, you know, what I wanted to do already in my head, and it just comes out. So,
excellent. Well, that's really good.
It's pretty cool.
He seems to, like, play the riff, and Neil sits there listening and looking at me, and then in a moment it's the perfect beat for it. And I'm not saying, like, I know you could just put a standard beat to a lot of stuff, but he's always got a unique signature.
He's got his style.
Something that's always reminds me of something John Bonham would interpret, the way he would interpret the music. So.
All right, Neil, we'll let you go.
Have a great night, Neil.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
We're back again, and we have Robert and Vina from Cosmic Landing. I just had one more question I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Was normally when an album gets put together, you come up with your 7, 8 or whatever it is, but there's always that few that hang out at the edge that might not make the cut. Have you got a few of those?
Yes.
Yeah,
we got a song called Baby I Say No, which is a great little tune, and we're going to play it live at the Bridgeway, but that didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah.
Also, after
there was an acoustic
Search
one.
Me Out, we used to do one.
In My Dreams.
Oh, In My Dreams.
Oh, okay.
It's a great song, but
Didn't fit this time.
It could have fitted, but we would have had to make a bigger album.
Yeah. Oh, so when it's the 8 songs, we have to be pick carefully.
Yes, that's true.
And
that's
also, Where Was I Before? A really, I think it's more the nature of the complexity of that song.
Yes,
which, I felt in the time limit it was a bit too much.
Yeah,
to try
and get
it
done. Yeah. Well, that's all right. I mean, you basically got half an album ready for the next one.
Well, that's right.
Cool.
Basically.
And the last, because Something Happening will be the last one on the
it's
album.
It's the last one on this album.
So that would be the oldest song. That's the song that Rob and I wrote,
15 years ago.
Yeah, at least. So that would be the oldest. That's been revived now with the band members, which is great.
No, that's good. That's good.
And also there's a song called Would You Feel Better, which was just about the very first song Vina and I ever wrote.
Right.
And we still play it. It's developed a lot since we first wrote it.
Well, I bet, yes. It does change over time, doesn't it?
Certainly does. And well, that was meant, we had that on the list of possible songs.
But that didn't make it.
But we're going to play that at the Bridgeway as well.
Oh, good.
That's probably the song, Would You Feel Better, is the song that we realise, we can actually write something there's something here. We can work with that. And we played it to a few family members, 20 years ago?
My cousin Aaron.
Just to see the reaction.
Mm. Yeah, and how'd it go?
He loved it. He said, gee, I really like that.
So I think from there we just got a little bit more confident and started just
working together.
Away at it.
That's good. That's excellent. So I know the title track is Wanderer. We've got a song called Wanderer as well in the album. All the songs, do they basically tell a story?
Yeah.
Together.
Or every song Vina writes.
Yes.
Is a story or an idea or something or an experience.
Yeah.
And she sometimes writes, and she said this, that she'll write about things that have happened to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll put herself in their shoes.
Yes.
And write a song. So if she's writing something about a really terrible relationship, it's got nothing to do with me.
No. No, I mean...
Well, you try as much. I mean, it could be something I've read or something someone shared with me, you know.
Yeah.
Well, or something on the
TV as a program or something.
Yeah,
So many horrific things anyway that's so around.
I mean, every song tells a story.
True.
We're inspired from different mediums, so I think,
What's the words to Give Me Back? And that's the one song we don't have on the...
Yeah. Oh, Give Me Back.
Yeah.
That's about a bad relationship, isn't it?
Well, it is, but it's about someone coming out of it and just finding the strength to take back what was theirs, what was stolen from them.
Yeah.
During the relationship.
Yeah.
So,
No, that's good. No, it's a gift, I think, to be able to put down in words something that you can sing, you know, come together and sing. So, and your style is obviously rock, but it's also got the blues element in there, which is nice. Yeah.
Well, to me personally, just the way Vina can just attach lyrics to the things that I play always astounds me. I'm like, wow, how did you phrase that in, you know, to such an obscure riff or something, and she could just phrase something so nicely and weave it into the
song. I think it's a gift too.
It definitely is.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, guys.
Yeah. No crying. No crying. Bashful
now. One shout out.
Go on.
Hey, Mark.
Okay, hi, Mark.
This is my cousin, Mark Pettman.
Yes.
Thanks, mate. I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you,
for liking our songs too, mate.
Thank you for everybody.
We'll see you really soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Camilla.
Bye-bye. This is Cosmic Landing. Search me out. Ciao.